All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Branding Brews podcast. My name is Ryan Wheaton. I am the owner of Craft Brew Creative, a branding and design studio focused on the craft beverage, craft beer space. I'm excited to be back again with you all on this episode and super excited for this particular guest. It's somebody who I've wanted to have on for a while and just randomly kind of connected and made it happen. So I'm joined today by Michelle Humphrey, who is the marketing manager for Freem Family Brewers based out of Hood River, Oregon. And yeah, thank you so much for joining, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm so glad we're able to connect and get this thing recorded. What can you just give a little background about like who you are and how you came to the marketing manager position at Freem?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been at Freem for coming on 5 years now this November. So 5 years. Before the beer industry, I actually worked in marketing for higher education, and which is an interesting space. I worked more on team projects, which is really great. Learned a lot of the basic skill sets of marketing and the different tools and softwares, the Adobe suite, things like that. I actually have a marketing and art background, so branding kind of has been an emphasis in my expertise, as well as photography, and that's always been kind of a side passion of mine. So I went from higher education and then straight to Freem. So Freem has been my first beer job and my only beer job, but it's been a pretty great one. Started 2 years into, they opened in 2012. I started in 2014. So been with them for a very long time in their process, and they've grown significantly. And so I got to see all those different points in time, and it's been an incredible journey. The team is fantastic, and the owners just have this really fantastic vision of what they want Freem to become, and I'm really excited to be part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, it's been exciting, like you mentioned. I mean, I've been living in Portland for about 6 years, so I guess right about the time Freem opened, but I do kind of remember, I guess, a bit of like the kind of earlier days of Freem where, yeah, I was just, I don't know, it's just exciting to see, like you said, how to see the growth of it, and you start hearing people, you know, kind of more like nationally mention Freem, and you're like, hey, yeah, that's this cool little brewery down the, you know, down the road or whatever. But yeah, you guys are rocking it. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I remember when I first started, it was before we really had a full sales team. We had one sales guy, and it was him, me, and Josh and Josh's wife, Annie. And we would go to the different festivals and events and beer dinners as a team. And and we went to places where it was a constantly, people didn't know who we were. They couldn't pronounce Freem correctly. And it's changed so much now. It's just, it's people are telling other people how to pronounce it. And it's been pretty great to see that.
Yeah, that is, I'm sure. I'm sure that's great for sure. Well, cool. So I guess just another little bit of mention here. So in 2018, Freem won the Midsize Brewery of the Year at GABF. So that is awesome. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
And yeah. And then you mentioned something also about winning a Brewery of the Year from the Oregon Beer Awards.
Yeah, the Oregon Beer Awards. We won the Large Brewery of the Year earlier in 2018. So it was a pretty full year for us. We were very honored and very excited, especially in the Oregon market. Taking that award has been such an incredible honor for us.
Yeah. Can you maybe, for folks that maybe don't have experience with Freem, kind of give us the quick rundown about like what kind of beer Freem makes and kind of what the setup is and like the kind of maybe the quick little backstory, I guess.
Oh, there's so much.
Right. I know. I'm asking like the marketing manager. Can you just give us a short little description of your brewery?
Well, we started out as more of a Belgian inspired brewery. But since then we have really expanded our portfolio. We really emphasize historic traditions, but kind of with a Pacific Northwest twist. It gives our brewers a lot of creativity, but really honoring the historic styles. So we make, you know, 140 plus beers in a year, which is, it's difficult to do for a brewery, especially of our size. And about 48, 50 of those are in package. And obviously those aren't all annual beers. Our IPA and Pilsner are kind of our core annual. I'm hesitant to call them flagship beers, but
sure, you're like everyday beer,
right? Yeah. So those are the ones that we, and Hazy IPA, those ones we have in package year round. IPA and Pilsner are in bottle and newly this year in cans, which is very exciting. And then we have quarterly seasonals, and then we have a breadth of several limited beers. And we go from, you know, making the classics of, you know, lagers, IPAs, pale ales, all the way to our pretty complex barrel aging program, which involves distiller barrels. We have, our Lambic inspired series, which utilizes a lot of fruit, especially local fruit. It's a beautiful program, and, we're really excited to see that grow, especially as we expand, into our new facility just down the road in Cascade Locks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Cause you're opening up the new brewery, like production space, I think.
Production facility. Yeah. So it's going to be storage and production. So basically we're moving our entire barrel aging program over there to free up space in our current facility in Hood River to produce more beer. So we're adding a brew house, a second brew house in our current facility. And then all the barrels and fermenters for our barrel-aged beers will be over in Cascade Locks. And that includes like a space for a cool ship, which is basically a giant bathtub. If you look it up online, you can basically see like, oh, it's a glorified bathtub. But the process of it is pretty beautiful. And it's very much a Belgian old world tradition where you are – it's an open air fermentation process, and you can only do it during specific times of the year because the temperature has to be just right. You have to make sure that the bacteria in your air aren't going to like make the beer super weird, and the whole thing is just pretty incredible, and we're very fortunate to be in a climate that allows us to do that. So the Cascade Locks facility will have this beautiful kind of this beautiful room that's going to hold the cool ship, and it's going to have these windows that's going to light it, you know, incredibly well. And it's just kind of going to be a very romantic space. Is the best way I can describe it, but the whole building will be, it's going to be like this long aisle of barrels. We'll be able to host different like VIP events there. And there's not going to be a tasting room, but it's going to give us a lot of opportunity to create really unique things for our consumers. So we're really, really excited about it.
That's cool. That's something in itself that would be kind of fun to explore, but that would be like its own podcast episode. Yeah, I think. So.
For sure.
Well, cool. So, so the topic I was wanting to focus on, or that we kind of decided on for this particular episode, was going to be around your brewery club. And this is something I think I've been, trying to pay attention to. I think it has a lot of benefits to, for a brand, kind of building those real, like kind of brand advocates, this real kind of like, I kind of hate this word, but your tribe, you know, mm-hmm. your real close and personal customers, and just how that kind of builds your brand, and also like the marketing aspects of that. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of cool opportunities, you know, even if you're trying to, you know, test out your new beers in the market, you can go to your kind of your members first, all that. But so just a lot of cool stuff, I think. And so I thought this was great to be able to talk to you about being who you are and everything. Mm-hmm. So the name of your club or your membership is called the Freemsters Local Union 541.
Yeah, 541 is the area code.
yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a fun name for sure.
It's a fun name.
Yeah, it makes you want to be a part of it. You know, like, I want to be a part of that local union, of course. Well, cool. So can you just maybe, just tell us about like how it came to be and sure. like what, if, you know, at what point were you like, we really need to do a club, or, you know, how did that all just unfold?
For sure. We're only 7 years old, but it has been kind of a dream of ours to get to this point to offer a club. We had to really make sure that we were in a good spot just with the employees and the beer and production, and that we could actually serve this club appropriately. And we realized that one of the strong points of our brand is that we're really experience focused. We're an experience focused company in that we ultimately try to get people to our tasting room because we feel like you get the full Freem experience there. And that has always been kind of our driving force. And out in the sales world, we're always saying, hey, come back to Hood River. We'd love to see you, because we feel like people connect with us better if they actually come and see our home. And we are in a beautiful area. If you've never been to Hood River, definitely come out. We're right on the waterfront. We try to have the tasting room cuisine a little bit more upscale than your normal brew pub affair. So it's definitely a really unique experience, but it's also very limited. And as we grow, it's a little bit harder to give that to people. And so we really wanted to figure out how we can almost create a Freem experience in a box, in a way. We kind of like joke about that, but it's not, I mean, obviously it goes outside of the allocations, but we wanted to basically have another level of personal touch that goes beyond just our tasting room and lets us have a little bit of a more focused attention to our consumers.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So essentially it was just, so when did you launch? So were you able to open the membership club?
Yeah. So we, at the beginning of the year, we actually hired our direct consumer manager, Kate Seeley, and she has been phenomenal. She has a background in the wine industry and has worked with many different wine clubs. She has been such a great resource to have on our team. So basically we hired her to start this program and develop it from scratch. And we kind of collaborated on what it looks like. And her and I work really closely together on it. But she is definitely the driving force behind it. And she's the point of contact. And everyone, you know, knows Kate from Freem. So yeah, really cool. Anyway, so we started that beginning of 2019. And we officially launched it, June is when we sent out our first invites, I believe. We really wanted to make sure we got the identity down and everything, like the process, what beers, everything dialed in before we just kind of like let it go. Right. But yeah, so it kind of started, we started it small and we did this intentionally. We first thought, okay, how can we get this out to as many people so we can get as many signups? And then we kind of took a step back and we realized that the point of the club is to create a very unique, intimate experience that I think that Freem does very well. And it felt off for us to just kind of open it up to whoever. It didn't feel like we were being who we needed to be to our top customers. So what we did instead is we kind of selected a small group of people that we sent that first invitation to, basically letting them have a chance first to be a founding member, and that we, you know, took special care and attention to see how they're engaging with us. So, you know, I went through our social, you know, like saw who was talking back to us all the time, different conversations. We looked in our email list to see who was opening up our emails, who was constantly clicking on links, things like that. And then obviously our personal relationships. We have tons of people that come in our tasting room constantly buying kegs, or, you know, there's the locals who are always, you know, at the bar, things like that. Our sales team has different folks that they know. So there was just like this core group of people that we wanted to offer it to first. And we also didn't want to like just open it up and not really know how many people would actually sign up.
Yeah.
So that's always a scary thing, because if, you know, it could be, you know, a really small number, or it could be massive and we could be really underprepared, because we're, you know, we're still a pretty small team and where there's only so much beer we had to allocate towards the club. So it's very thoughtful the way we are going behind it. So that's how we started the invitation process. And it's kind of been evolving over time as we get more signups. So we have opened it up more to larger audiences. We still haven't really announced it publicly. We still don't have a place for people to get on our wait list quite yet, although that will be up very soon on our website. Just a place if people start hearing about it, we want them to be able to request access to be on the wait list, which there is one. And we are thoughtfully picking out people as we try to grow it with intention.
Sure.
So now we also are on the recently started sponsoring the Beervana podcast, which Jeff Allworth,
right,
Patrick Emerson run, and it's they're talking to more than just Oregon and Washington, which is our demographic, but a lot of their audience knows who we are, and we felt it was very appropriate to start talking about our club to them. And so we kind of have like a little special offer that they get to bypass the wait list if they mention the Beervana podcast and Ooh. Email us at union@freembeer.com. So it's a special thing that like for their audience to get an invite from us in a way. So we are rolling it out slowly in different areas, and it will start to open up a little bit more to the bigger audience as we are feeling a little bit more confident with our systems and processes. And next year, we already have our 2020 beer plan scheduled, so we are very ready for the club to grow next year.
Yeah. Well, right. You just like you open up the doors, you've got a feeling for it. I think that's a great way to go, starting small and with your most close and personal customers. And I think that's also is a bit comforting to you, because I think they're probably going to be a bit more forgiving in a certain way, you know. But I think it's great. I've got a really good friend who works in a nice large winery in Napa, and he does does the wine club there. Like, he's almost a wine club manager, and when I think about these clubs, I'm like, man, he knows like the ins and outs, like to run it from top to bottom. Like, he'd be a perfect guy to do like a beer club type thing. So like you mentioned, I think that's it's really great to have somebody with that background to help start this and get it going and manage everything. So that's awesome. Yeah. So I kind of like you mentioned a little bit, and I'd love to kind of hear how you approached creating the, cause you mentioned the brand identity, which I got a little glimpse of, and I thought it was a really nice little, nice identity you had for it. Can you maybe, you don't have to get too deep with it, but like, how did you approach creating this as its own little brand in, a brand within the Freem brand? You know, like, how did you approach that, and how did the identity come about, and what was the process like for that?
We're a pretty unique brewery in the sense that we kind of cover a pretty large range in terms of beer consumer, and which puts us in a really unique position. So like I was saying before, our portfolio is pretty vast, and in that you kind of have to separate your consumers into different groups so you can talk to them in a different way. And we have, our very serious premium side, which is kind of what we came out of the gate with. But we also kind of have our fun, playful side, which you'll start to see more so, like, with the Freem Bear popping up in different areas, and with our can specifically, how that embodies the playful side of Freem. And what's cool about the Freemsters Union is that, what we're offering are very serious beers. They're basically all barrel-aged beers, but under this kind of a little bit more friendly persona, I suppose. And so it's like we do take what we do very seriously, but we try not to take ourselves too seriously so that we don't feel too premium where we're not approachable, if that makes sense.
I'd love to kind of like dig into a bit about how, you are planning on integrating the experience that like your union members have for say like brewery events. Like, are you creating events that are maybe for members only, or that like would, do you have public events that your brewery club members might get special kind of VIP touches or experiences at? Are you integrating that in the membership in any way?
Yeah. This is the exciting part about the club that, us as a team are really jazzed about, because like I was saying before, our tasting room is a great experience, but it definitely is limited in terms of what we can do. But with this club, we have a lot of options, and we're really excited about it. So we are definitely creating unique experiences specifically for our members, and that's kind of where we're starting. But with the idea is that we hope to have a variety of different options. So we have right now members only events, but then eventually we'll probably have events that are a little bit more open to the public, but maybe we give our members, you know, first access like to tickets, or maybe as a discounted rate or something like that. And then we don't really have a lot of brewery events that we host beyond our summer concert series. But we do hope to kind of offer some kind of extra experience for our club members in the future. What that looks like exactly, we're not sure. But right now we're just trying to create member-specific events to get them stoked on being part of this group. So for example, one of the cool things about having such a small group of people we can talk to is that we can make these events pretty intimate. So a couple weeks ago, we had our head brewer, Gavin Lord, do a Lambic-inspired class where basically he got to talk to a group of our members about the different Lambic-inspired beers that really got him excited about our Lambic program and how they've inspired our series. And so it was a chance for our members to kind of really get a behind the scenes on how he looks at Lambics and the history behind them and what that means for our beers. And so, and they got to meet him in person and just kind of have a casual hangout session with him. So I think that's really valuable, having classes like that where people get to learn more about the beer and get to have a personal relationship with our team. So that's really awesome. We hope to be doing more of those. We'll be having like a beer pairing dinner at Freem. I'm sure we'll be doing more of those soon. Okay. So one of the things that we are really excited that this, beer club has opened the doors for is just the world of collaborations. So we have worked with our friends over at Cova Coffee Roasters for a couple years now. We made a golden ale with their coffee in it, and we wanted to figure out how we can keep that partnership growing. And so what we've done in our first allocation, we included a little discount for their coffee and a little bit more information about them into the allocations for our members. And we are actually hosting on November 8th, a little pop-up beer and coffee tasting at their roastery. And it's just a way for them to connect with our audience and us to connect with our audience, because they're a premium coffee roaster and there's a lot of crossover there. And it's just a partnership that can benefit both of us as well as our consumers. And something similar that we also are exploring is some pretty cool programs with Olympia Provisions. And they are a premium meat purveyor in Portland. And they have a club as well, but specifically for meats. And so we are in the beginning stages of exploring what that might look like, what the partnership would be. And so it just makes sense to chat and collaborate with these premium brands that align very well with our beer and just how they're approaching their audience and trying to create this really unique experience for them, and how we can play off of each other.
Absolutely. I love the idea of, I'm always a fan of approaching collaborations and partnerships. You know, I think it's such a great way to have like just benefit both parties, you know? And whether that's like from events or just even, you know, beer collaborations, but and this is just seems to be a perfect space and opportunity to do that, you know? So that's great. Yeah. Just being able to partner with other folks and promote, like you're saying, promoting this coffee brand to maybe people that just haven't experienced it. And the same thing for the coffee folks, they might be able to help promote, you know? Yeah. So that's just a, that's great. I really love that approach. That seems like a, especially for a membership club, seems to be a really great way to go about it.
And it's cool to put on events that have, especially for beer club members, because, you know, that have different offerings. So, you know, if you have a beer club member whose significant other may or may not be that excited about the beer side of it, if they can come to an event that has maybe something else that might interest them. So it feels a little bit more inviting to, you know, our members' loved ones and things like that. So it's just kind of an overall really great experience to be able to do these type of events.
Yeah.
And lastly, I think another cool thing that we get to do next year for our members is we're going to be doing a Brewer's Choice blending class. So next year we have a couple beers that are being brewed specifically for our members. And then we're going to have a class where our Gavin will be sitting down with a group of them and showing him his blending process and letting them kind of define what some of those beers might be and taste like. So they get to be a little bit more hands-on with the process, which I think really gets people engaged and feel like they are part of something bigger and that they get to be, you know, a little bit of, get a little taste of being on the Freem team, which I think is pretty awesome.
Freem team.
Yeah. Freem team.
Freem team. Awesome. That's great. Cool. And I mean, I was kind of curious a bit about, I'd love to kind of, you mentioned a bit earlier about the kind of unique touches that go into like the membership and like the boxes or whatever. But just on the point that you mentioned kind of going into that, have you found that like these members are kind of like delighted and just to have that more inner kind of like getting connected inner into the Freem team and getting to like know or even be somewhat involved in the brewing process? I mean, I imagine that, these are obviously fans that have already been really interacting with the brand a lot. So I imagine being invited closer in is probably a, you know, pretty delightful experience.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a selling point in a lot of ways. I feel like the membership, it goes beyond just getting the beer because a lot of these beers, some of them are tasting room exclusive, but we wanted to make sure that it wasn't just about selling beer, but it was about creating relationships. And it kind of goes twofold. Like we get to know our members on a whole different level and they get to know us. And I think building those bonds is what really kind of builds, fans for life in a way. And it's really important to us to build that sense of community and relationships, because it really gives us insight too on like, what can we do better? Because we're always trying to be innovative and creative and try to figure out what different areas we can, you know, increase our quality. And it's always, we're always growing and we get to be inspired basically by people who are maybe outside of our walls, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, in terms of like creating unique experiences that have a little bit more of a personal touch beyond just the events that we're doing, we kind of go out of our way to add in the little details. So like Kate, our director consumer manager, she has been handwriting notes to our different members, which is pretty cool. In each allocation, Gavin will write a full on letter, like a page long letter, talking about specific beers in the allocation, and he'll give a little history and write a beautiful story. The way he writes really brings out the romance in beer, I think, and it's pretty special if you ever read one of his letters. And then he actually goes and signs every single one of them, which is which is pretty cool, but also a very daunting task to take on, because once you start, you know, you kind of have to finish.
Yeah, I know.
Like our last allocation, I was like, you know, Gavin, these are a lot of letters. Are you sure you want to hand sign every single one? And he's like, yes, this is really important to me. And so I'm like, all right. So I printed off all of the letters and I just like handed him this humongous stack and just like slammed it on his desk and like, there you go. But he was like over the moon to be able to hand sign every single one. And I think that's really special that like he's excited about it. And I think that the people receiving them do notice stuff like that.
Yeah. I can see a fun like little video series you could post of him writing these like beer love letters to his members, you know, like this little, like a soft glow with like little stars coming around his head, you know, as he's writing this love letter.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's awesome. That sounds like a great touch for sure. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think all those personal interactions are really great to, you know, build those connections. And that's awesome. So I'm just kind of curious if you've noticed benefits or maybe like interactions or ways that there are things that have happened within the membership that you feel are going to benefit the overall Freem brand. You know, like have you, you mentioned obviously the beers and that like maybe these members are going to help you, you know, develop the taste or blend of beers and, you know, are there just any kind of, or, and also like the membership events too. I mean, is there anything you've seen that you've kind of caught glimpses of that you're like, oh wow, maybe this would be great to roll over to general public or to kind of use to create more unique branding touches for the core Freem brand itself?
Yeah, I think that right now it's still very much in its early stages. But the intent is that we get to kind of experiment with from the beer to the events and really create something special. And our members are going to be able to help us out with that, which I think is kind of a cool little collaboration that we get to have with our consumers and they get to feel like they're part of that process. It's a cool thing for our team too, because we get to get a little more creative with like the different things that we're offering them and the beers that we're doing. And I know that in the future, as we, you know, really nurture these relationships with our members, that we are going to hear some really great ideas from them as well of what we can implement and how we can make things better. And maybe from the different beers that we are brewing specifically for them, maybe that will inspire us to create something a little bit more public from that beer. It's still very early, so I can't say to, you know, exactly what that looks like yet, but it can go even all the way down to merchandise as well. And we're hoping to offer very unique things for our members. And obviously we want to make sure that they still feel special and that we're not just like using them as a test group. We want to be able to give them very unique things that no one else can get. But I also think that there are things like merchandise or beer, things that they might love, and maybe it's something that we can open up more to the public, but we definitely want to make sure that they are being taken care of and that we don't lose sight of, you know, who they are as individuals and what they, you know, what draws them to the club to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, it's been a lot of fun learning more about this Freem membership and getting a little more insight into the Freem brand and kind of just, it just sounds like it's really early. So you're just kind of also exploring this. And so it's been fun to talk to you in this kind of early stage and just kind of learn some of the ins and outs. And yeah, if anyone's out there, it gets to be anywhere around the Portland area, Hood River is the location where Freem Family Brewers is located. It's along the Columbia Gorge, which is just amazing. It's just beautiful. It's an experience I think you must do, just driving through the gorge, and you can check out some waterfalls, and it's like a total experience, like Michelle said. And I think that is also, I think, what has, you know, even personally like drawn me to Freem a lot. You know, it's just the experience of going out there. So I could totally relate to the idea, like you're saying, of inviting people out to where you're at, because it's such an experience that I think it really, yeah, reinforces it exactly. So, yeah. So, Michelle, what can you maybe let everybody know if they want to learn more about Freem or if they want to learn and connect with you or anything like that? Just where you might want to direct people towards.
So you can find us on our website, freembeer.com. We also are on the social channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we also just recently launched a YouTube series talking about our expansion. So if you want a little more video insight, go there, just Freem Beer. Also, if you want a special invite to our beer club, you can email us at union@freembeer.com and mention Beer Branding Podcast, and we'll hook you up. So hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for offering that. That's really cool. Yeah. And just in case folks don't know, that's Freem is a P as in Paul, F-R-I-E-M. Yeah, that's always, and like you mentioned, trying to help people understand at first, you know, how to say it. But now that you've gotten a little bit more recognition, I think people are knowing now. So that's awesome. Well, cool. Thank you so much, Michelle, for taking time. It was a really fun interview. And yeah, I can't wait to get this out.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out Branding Brews. My name is Ryan, your host, and also the owner of Craft Brew Creative. With over 15 years of experience in branding and design, I am able to bring my knowledge not only to this show, but to great clients that make great beer. From the essentials like websites, labels, tap handles and sales sheets, to merchandise and vehicle wraps, Craft Brew Creative would love to help develop a cohesive and strong brand for your brewery. Craft Brew Creative thrives on delivering value through a collaborative, fun, and interactive design process. Whether you're an existing brewery or a brewery in planning, Craft Brew Creative will be a valuable partner to your team. If you are in need of any design or marketing services, I would love to get in touch. Head on over to craftbrewcreative.com for more information, or just feel free to email me, Ryan@craftbrewcreative.com.